Hey everybody, it's John here. I wanted to talk about a question I got from a reader earlier this week, which was from Christopher Hanna, who wanted to know a little bit more about the workflows that we use or that I use for creating content at Mac Stories and how we go about sharing things afterwards. So it's a pretty huge topic in that it's a little different from content type to content type, but broad strokes, things are generally the same. And maybe what I'll do is kind of walk through some of the broad brush steps that I go through when I'm creating a review, because that's probably got the most pieces. But there's all different, you know, when you think about it, things are a little different depending on whether it's a review or a news article or a linked piece or, you know, some long form writing that we do, or it's the club newsletter, that sort of thing, or even the audio bits and written things we do on Telegram. You know, they're all a little different. But in terms of a review, where I write depends in large measure on how I feel. It's not entirely driven by that, but if I want to write on my Mac, I write on my Mac, and if I want to write on my iPad, I write on my iPad, because there's enough friction in the process of writing as it is without making it even harder on myself by forcing myself to use one or the other. So I just kind of go with the flow, whatever feels right at the time. That said, if I'm working on a Mac app review, I'm going to be on my Mac, at least for the first half of the process, because I need to test the software. And then once I've tested it, I need to start writing, and it's good to have the software right there so I can refer back to it. The opposite is true with iOS. If I'm working on a review of an iOS app, I will probably start on iOS as a result. Although not necessarily, because I can always, it's a lot easier, I think, to write on my Mac and have my phone there to fiddle around with an app than it is to do it the opposite way, writing on iOS and having a Mac nearby. So that tends to drive it as well. So the first step is really, as I said, testing the software. Next step is writing. I usually try to crank out a draft in one shot right away and then leave it alone for a little while and come back to it and work on it some more, polish it up, get it ready. The last step, screenshots is another step that has to be done. Those are a little bit of a pain sometimes, and I do them differently, I think, almost every single time. Sometimes I do them up front and I drop them into the article because they give me kind of visual cues for the kind of things I want to cover. It almost creates like a flow chart of images of what I'm going to talk about, so that can be helpful at times. Other times, that's just not really that useful to me, or doesn't feel that useful to me, so I do it all at the end. It really depends on the particular thing I'm working on. To get those images in, we have a web app that we use that we can upload the images to the Mac Stories CMS. The images go through Kraken, which crunches them down to a reasonable size, and then they are hosted up on Rackspace, and the web app returns a URL that we drop into the article, and then we can view it from there. So, you know, Ulysses, for instance, just drop an image in, and then you can preview it in HTML so you can see what it looks like with the image, which is something I'll get to in a second. So put in the images, and then proofread it some more. Usually at this stage, I'm looking at it not only just in plain text and Markdown, but I will use Ulysses export feature to export it to HTML so I can see the article with the images in it to just get a better feel for what it's going to look like on the site. And once I'm done with that, I usually will go back through it again. I have a Quiver notes document where I have all sorts of little reminders to myself, things that I typically spell wrong, things that I know are kind of part of the Mac Stories style guide that I want to make sure I get right, other things, just kind of a checklist of things to check to make sure I didn't do wrong in the article. And then I will export it as Markdown to my local drive. It's on my local drive if I'm on the Mac. If I'm on iOS, it goes straight up to GitHub. Either way, I'm using GitHub to take the article and put it up on GitHub. If it's on my Mac, I usually then open it up one last time in something like Byword and do a spell check and a few other things. But once it's up on GitHub, I sync it over. That sends an alert into Slack. Then Federico knows that it's up there. If he wants to look at it, he'll take a look at it, make some changes if he has any. Then he'll sync it back. Then I sync, and I've got, you know, the copy I need. And then we publish it. Publishing is just a matter of pasting the title and the body of the article into WordPress, choosing some tags, and then hitting publish. Usually I always preview it first, so I see exactly what it's going to look like on the site, and then hit publish at the end. And once it's out there, all I really do in terms of the sharing part of Chris's question is tweet it out. The system automatically sends out a Mac Stories tweet, and I'll either just retweet that, or I'll usually more often than not just do a tweet of my own. And Federico usually does the same when something is posted on the site. He'll either retweet what I send out or put out his, you know, do his own tweet about it. And that's about all we do in terms of the sharing. There's not much more to it than that. I hope that's somewhat interesting. If people enjoy the topic, I can go a little into more depth on some of the other things that we do and the kinds of things that I do personally with different types of articles and content that I do at Mac Stories. But that's kind of broad brush how it works. And I hope everybody has a great weekend. Talk to you soon.